Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Andrew Hamling running the board today. Mariah Lazos on the phones on the I Got It at Tad's Locker Room Hotline, 869-1240. It's one of the avenues you have to the show. And it's already been burning up this morning. We invite your comments at any time when you are so inclined. And let's talk a little college hoops. You can never go wrong with a little college hoops, even in the month of August, because yesterday was a fairly interesting day in the world of college basketball, I thought.
Well, they made a commission that the NCAA did, Mark Emmert, a while ago, led by Condoleezza Rice. Well, that was in April, I guess. And then on Wednesday, yesterday, the NCAA announced some sweeping changes, as they say. At the top of the list has to do with undrafted players being able to return to school. Another is having certified agents identifying elite-level high school athletes when the one-and-done rule is repealed, which they think it will be by, what, 2021, something like that?
Right.
To me, and if you heard Jay Billis earlier on Golic and Wingo, this may propose more questions than really answers.
Mm-hmm.
There were only two guys that went undrafted after participating in the NBA Combine. Two. So the undrafted players can return to school thing seems like, wow, how cool, how awesome the NCAA is for allowing this to happen. Doesn't happen very often. It's the 1% of the 1% individually. And schools beside Kentucky and Duke aren't going to, all due respect to everybody else, aren't really going to have to necessarily worry about that.
No.
To me. And then, having scholarships for returning players, it's a good idea, but what's Kentucky going to do?
Right.
You know?
Hmm. I don't know.
And he, of course, ESPN called Calipari. A rule like this going to be put in. They want to hear from the king of the one and done.
Sure.
First of all, he doesn't think it's going to happen for a while, so we'll have to worry about it. But allowing or having a returning player have a scholarship for him, number one, that's all well and good after they leave school, but where's the budget for that going to come from?
Uh-huh.
You know, especially smaller schools that the NCAA is going to require Division I schools to provide tuition fees and books for former players that want to return to school.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's that's cool.
Yeah,
that's a nice idea. Admirable.
Somebody's got to pay for it.
It's got
to come from somewhere. Yeah. People think that these scholarships just kind of materialize out
and
of
are,
thin
are
air.
Just there for the taking.
Yeah, they're not. They're not. You don't pluck them off the trees like apples. It comes from a fund, and someone's got to pay for it. Athletic department, whatever the case may be, those scholarships have got to be paid for. I thought it was interesting, especially on the returning players to school. And I'm not sure how much of that there's going to be. I mean, realistically, how much? I guess probably some, but I don't know. In the case of returning players, potentially, that can kind of jack with you a little bit, can't it?
Mm-hmm.
I think, because when a player leaves the program, you basically check off on that player, right? I mean, you count on him being gone. And so your numbers for the next year and your recruiting goes accordingly, trying to fill those numbers. And remember, these programs are all recruiting, what, a couple of years out in advance anyway?
Oh, yeah.
So, and if you've got a finite number of scholarships, which of course you do, I mean, it's another layer of juggling, potentially. Like I said, I don't know how many instances it would probably occur in, but I'll bet you what, 3, 4, 5 a year, you know, maybe more than that, especially if it gives players the fallback of maybe they're a little bit more willing to put themselves out there with the fallback of knowing that they can go back to school and can be totally funded going back to school.
Well, these guys have a really, really good idea where they're going or not going when they petition to go in it to start with. There's plenty of time for you to pull your name out of the hat after you get adequate input from people that know, I think. And it sounds like I'm not hearing a lot of clamoring of players really getting burned, you know, that they declared for the draft and didn't go where they thought they were going to. 99% of the time, they're gonna, you know.
Oh, yeah, sure.
They're gonna know. Now,
yep.
Now you have high school players who are identified as, quote, elite prospects, unquote, by USA Basketball will have the power to hire agents. See, one of the big reasons why this committee was formed by Mark Emmert was to keep some of the slime out of the game or out of the sport. You know, shoe companies and agents and bags of cash, and I'm generalizing, obviously, but, you know, that's part of the reason why this committee was put together, so they could clean up the game. Because why was it even put together to begin with? Because it has FBI investigation into bribery and corruption. That's why it was created. Well, now you've got elite prospects in quotes, you know, and apparently USA Basketball is going to determine who that is. What kind of agents are we going to allow these elite prospects to have? Who's going to vet these guys? USA Basketball too? I mean, we're just going to let the players hire the agents? Now you get into some potential slimy stuff. When you're talking about elite prospects, if this one-and-done rule or the age limit is lowered to 18, that's some NBA officials have told ESPN that's not going to happen until 2021, so we might not have to worry about it for a while. But all the while, I find it highly entertaining that the NCAA's new proposed rules have reportedly blindsided executives from the NBA and USA Basketball.
Yeah, how does that happen?
I know they're not partners in this necessarily, but one hand doesn't know what the other one's doing.
Yeah, seems weird to me.
A little.
A little weird, but... Yeah, and I like the whole... the building of a gray area in the what makes a player elite. Do we have a fast... Do we have a tried and true definition of what an elite player is right now?
I'm no expert, so no.
Do we just defer? We just defer to USA Basketball.
I suppose.
I mean, I'm sure there's plenty.
If
I don't know
if the NBA can get involved somehow. I mean,
yeah, maybe so.
That's the league they're gunning for. So welcome them into this. I mean, you'd be silly not to. The NCAA, USA Basketball, and the NBA all ought to be on the same page, or as close to it as they can possibly get.
Well, yeah.
And now,
no question.
Look, it's not the NCAA's or college basketball's jobs necessarily to groom these kids to play at the next level or to play at the NBA in the NBA. But obviously, that's the aim for the players. But
of course, it is.
You know, there's been controversy on when you can go to the NBA. You know, we've had high school kids do it. Now they can't. Some people want kids to stay in school 2 years instead of one, age limit, 21, 20. How old is old enough? The NCAA will give student athletes an opportunity to take 15 official visits.
Wow.
Previously, 5. Do we need 15 visits?
Do we need 15?
I mean, some of these rule changes are, and Jay Billis hit it on the head, kind of just cosmetic and kind of just because the NCAA hasn't done squat.
Yeah,
over
so
the
now
last,
they're just doing stuff.
So now they're doing stuff that makes them look good or makes them look like they're changing with the times.
Put 15 visits is ridiculous. It absolutely absurd. And by the way, you think there's a kid at Kentucky who isn't going to Kentucky for getting to the NBA? You think there's a kid at Kansas? I mean, now Kansas may not be a great example, but 90% of the players that go to Kansas, you don't think that they're not going to Kansas for any reason other than trying to get to the NBA? I mean, come on. At these elite programs, that's the goal of everyone, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't it be?
At those programs, yeah.
Yeah, and there's a handful of those programs, certainly, although there may be more programs where at least the players think that's where they're going to end up. But, you know, the Dukes, the Carolinas, the KUs, the Kentuckys, Arizona. I mean, there's some programs out there where you play there, and if you're a player there, you're going to have a pretty good chance to go to the next level, and that's the goal, plain and simple. I mean, I know that people love to think, oh, well, of course they want to come to Lawrence, Kansas, because it's, you know, such a Mount Oread, it's so beautiful, and it's such a great place, and who, you know, we all, or you know, of course they want to come to the Bluegrass State. And they want to be a part of the legacy and the history of Kentucky basketball. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They want to get to the NBA. They want to get to the NBA, and that's what it's all about. So, you know, I don't know.
So, and because of that, and to me, the two biggest ones are the undrafted players can return to school, and the elite athletes, the elite prospects can hire agents out of high school. This is for just a handful of people, really. Kentucky, Duke, Kansas.
Yeah.
And who else?
It's a pretty short list.
North Carolina, maybe, to a lesser degree. And the idea of Mark Emmert to help eliminate the corrosive elements of college basketball, and those are the top two rules that you'd like to change, you don't exactly slam the door on corrosive elements of college basketball with those two rules. You kind of leave it cracked or maybe even open it further.
Well, I'll just ask you the question, based on what you've read or what you've listened to, what improved about the situation in college basketball yesterday? What happened that made you say, oh, okay, that makes good sense? Good. I'm glad to see them coming around finally. Was there a moment like that? Was there an aha moment when you read something or you heard something and said, okay,
to me, the knee jerk
NCAA is finally getting it.
The knee jerk answer to that question would be the NCAA allowing elite prospects to hire agents out of high school. That doesn't make it a great idea, but I think if there is one, maybe that's it. If we lower the age requirement to 18, then hiring an agent to advise you on what to do from either the time you get drafted or the time that you decide, no, I'm going to go to college, on the surface or by itself, seems like that's a step in the right direction for the kid.
Yeah.
However,
okay,
on the other side of the coin, how are we going to determine who this kid can hire as his agent? What kind of certification does he have to have?
Yeah, who vets these guys?
Who's going to vet these guys? And how are we going to keep bags of cash off these guys' doorsteps? So I don't have an answer. This is 24 hours old. And like I said, the USA Basketball and executives from the NBA claim they're blindsided by these rules. So, as I mentioned, this commission maybe has created more questions than it did have answers. And I think just on the surface, making some rule changes a couple of months in the making as opposed to a couple of years, because really the sheets haven't really cooled from the FBI investigation that happened less than a year ago. And by the way, their findings haven't 100% come out yet. Don't kid yourself.
Right.
That's not over.
Yeah.
And, you know, so we'll see what happens. We'll see how, if they, when they come into effect, how it affects the one-and-doners or the schools that live and die by. Arizona is also another place that this will probably, you know, affect.
Yeah.
Forgot about Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
And there are others, but.
Sure.
I don't know, man. It's
I hear you, dude.
At least they did something, but.
Really? I mean, okay.
Like
at least they did something. I mean, good. So what they did was they just moved the dust around, and you still got to get the rag out and clean it up. And the dust landed in different places. Different crevices that have to be cleaned now. I don't know. I don't think they made much progress. Interesting, but not much progress. We'll get to the Twitter question in just a moment. And as we go to break, we'll ask Shane what Austin Cook, Craig Hucknall, have in common.
All right.
They are top five in the PGA Championship as we get going at Belle Reve in St. Louis. Lest we all head to a roster to find out who these guys are. Welcome to the PGA Championship. We're back here with your Twitter question courtesy of Cindio in just a moment.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.